Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into electrostatic potential and fields. Now, these are, well, foundational concepts for pretty much our entire electric world, right?
Absolutely. But they often get a bit misunderstood, I think, beyond just the textbook stuff.
Exactly. We've got a whole stack of ideas here from, electric potential energy right through to things like electron guns.
Mm.
Our mission today is really to unpack these terms, see how they connect, and maybe get to the heart of why they actually matter.
Yeah, and what's so cool is that these seemingly abstract physics ideas, they're literally the bedrock, the invisible structure under almost every electrical device you use.
Right.
So we're going to try and connect the dots, show how it all fits, and hopefully give you some of those aha moments about these forces around us.
Okay, well, let's start then. Electric potential energy. What are we really talking about here? It's not just that a charge exists, is it?
No, not at all. It's about the energy stored because of its position, where it sits in an electric field.
So like potential for action.
Exactly. Think of it as the potential for work to be done. It's the readiness for movement, driven by that electric force. It's what gives a charge its oomph in a particular spot.
Okay, it's oomph. And does this apply just to single charges or?
Oh, it applies across the board. Mm-hmm. Two-point charges, a whole complex system of them, doesn't matter. And the crucial bit is that any change in this energy that directly links to the work the electric force does. It basically tells us how much effort the field itself puts in to move a charge from A to B. It's the engine, really.
Right. So if potential energy is tied to a specific charge and its location, its oomph, how is electric potential different? That's where I think people often get tripped up.
Yeah, that's a super critical distinction. Electric potential, more fundamental. Think of it like electrical pressure at any point in space.
Electrical pressure.
Yeah. It's defined as the potential energy per unit of charge. So it describes the field's energy landscape itself. It doesn't even matter if a charge is there or not.
Huh. So it's a property of the space.
Exactly. An intrinsic property of the space created by other charges. And we measure this pressure in volts. So an electric potential difference, that's just the voltage between two points.
And the electron volt. I see that here too.
Ah, the electron volt. That's just a really, really tiny unit of energy. It's super useful when you're talking about the tiny energies of single electrons moving through potential differences.
Okay, got it. So electrical pressure. I like that. Whether it's one charge making the field or a whole mess of them, the potential describes this universal property of that space. How do equipotential surfaces fit into visualizing this?
Oh, they're brilliant for that. Think of them like contour lines on a map, but for energy.
Right, like on a topographical map showing height.
Exactly like that. Every single point on one equipotential surface has the exact same electric potential, same pressure.
Meaning no pressure difference along the line.
Precisely. So no work is done by the electric field if a charge just moves along that surface. And here's the elegant part. The electric field lines themselves, always perpendicular, always cutting straight across these equipotential surfaces.
Huh.
It basically means you can map out the direction of the force just by looking at the slope of the energy terrain, so to speak.
That really does make visualizing these invisible fields much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we can get the field from the potential, what happens if we trace a path, a complete loop, through the field? This circulation idea sounds important.
It is, yeah. For an electrostatic field, meaning a static one, not changing in time, this is a defining feature. Its circulation along any closed path is always zero. Always.
Zero. Why is that so significant?
Well, it's not just some math quirk. It's the absolute hallmark of what we call a conservative field.
Conservative meaning?
Meaning that if you move a charge around any loop, any path at all, and end up back where you started, the network done by the electrostatic field on that charge is zero. Zip. Nada.
Okay, so the field doesn't give or take net energy on a round trip.
Exactly. And that principle is totally fundamental. It underpins how we think about circuits, energy conservation, and electricity.
Yeah.
It's huge.
That is elegant. No matter the twists and turns, back to the start means zero network from the field. Okay, let's bring this down to earth. How do these sometimes abstract ideas show up in devices we actually use?
Well, right down to the basics, the spontaneous motion of an electric charge, just naturally moving from higher potential energy to lower potential energy, that's the driver for almost all electrical current flow.
The fundamental push.
Yep. And think about something like an electron gun. you know, from old TVs.
Well, yeah, the big cathode ray tubes.
Exactly. Or even in modern electron microscopes. They often use the thermionic effect, basically heating a metal to boil off electrons. Then they use carefully controlled electric potential differences, voltages, to accelerate those electrons and focus them into a beam, the cathode ray.
So it's all about manipulating that potential, that pressure, to steer electrons.
Precisely. It's a very direct application. And even smaller scale, an electric dipole, just a simple pair of opposite charges close together. That's fundamental for understanding how molecules interact, like water molecules, for instance.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered quite a bit. We've journeyed through this invisible world, from the energy charges have by position, distinguishing potential energy from potential itself, visualizing with equipotential surfaces, and even the zero circulation idea. What's the big takeaway here for you?
I think if you really get the difference between potential energy tied to a charge and electric potential, a property of space, the pressure, and then see how the force field is derived from that potential landscape, you're not just seeing what happens electrically. You start understanding why.
Getting beyond observation to the cause.
Exactly. And that kind of leads to a cool question, doesn't it? How might understanding this electrical pressure and energy terrain, the spontaneous motion of charges, the principles behind a cathode ray, how might that change how you view everyday things? Your phone charging, maybe? Or even, you know, the complex electrical signaling in the human brain, which also runs on potential differences.
That's definitely something to think about. Seeing the unseen forces at work everywhere.